Emily Cromie now works at KS95 in the Twin Cities in Minnesota and credits KHBT with the experience she needed to succeed in a larger market.
It gave me just a solid foundation of everything that goes on in radio. So even though right now I'm pretty much just on air, I know how all the other departments in radio kind of function. And so it was great having that foundation to move ahead.
Emily makes a great point. It isn't just the on-air talent that makes a radio station succeed. It's the people behind the scenes, the sales staff, the managers, and the program directors. KHBT has had an extraordinary staff that makes sure the on-air personnel can actually be on-air. On the technical side of things, and of course on the financial side of things, the sales team at KHBT works tirelessly to hit their goals and provide revenue for the radio station.
My name is Carrie George, and I am the Senior Account Executive at KHBT. I started September of 2012, and I was working at Born Free Motor Coach before that. I lost my job at Born Free Motor Coach due to eliminating job positions and downsizing. I then came up to Kathy, which, by the way, is my twin sister, and she offered me a position.
I always knew bringing my sister on was going to be a huge kudos for me because she's my other half. I mean, truly my other half. She thinks like I do. Her work ethic is like mine. I never had to worry about that person being out there on the streets and what they were doing. I knew what she could bring to the table. So probably my first best hire.
It has been a great fit for both of us. I do a little everything from sales to producing commercials. Every day is different, which I like very much. I have great clients that support KHBT 977 The Bolt, and I am grateful to them every day. Humboldt is a great place to live and work as the community supports everyone.
Yeah, this is Bruce Chapul. It was a great group of people here out at KHBT.
What do you remember most about your time here? Some of the memories.
The community and getting out and talking to people and, you know, the great people that Humboldt does have here.
And how did you get to work here? What was that process like?
Well, that was an interesting process. We I came in and I talked to Kathy and I said I was kind of looking for a job to help supplement. So we kind of talked a little bit and she said, well, let's give it a try because I need it off for spring and fall on the farming. And she said, let's give it a try and see what happens. So I think it worked out good on my part.
My name is Pat Kohler, the owner, operations, and marketing person here at KHBT. I was introduced to Riverfront Broadcasting, and Carolyn and Doyle Becker had a farm network called Your Ag Network, and I was given the opportunity to be their national sales director. Of course, there was a position that opened up here at KHBT with Bruce Chapul. So I had stepped in to take over Bruce's work and, of course, have the privilege of working with all of the businesses that he had established here at the radio station. But I knew that to do both effectively, one had to change. I just wanted to make sure I was there for our advertisers and the businesses and being available. And that's about the time when Kathy and I had a conversation with the owners of Riverfront about buying the radio station.
Riverfront Broadcasting, former owner of KHBT in Humboldt, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Doyle Becker, owner of Riverfront Broadcasting, previous owner of KHBT. I'd like to wish KHBT and its staff a happy 50th anniversary.
None of the stations that we have ever sold have been for sale or we really wanted to sell for the most part. So our goal, instead of building up a company and selling it off to one big group, ours has always been, how can we find true local owners for each community that we've been a part of that can take that and run with it and take it to the next step by being a valid member of the community. So a lot of the stations that we have sold have gone to previous managers. And so at that point, one time when we did sell to a manager in another market, Kathy approached us and said, so you're saying that I could have an opportunity to buy this if I wanted to? And of course we said, yeah, when the time is right, you let us know. And so it had to be right on both sides, and eventually the timing was right for them and right for us. And so we put that deal together, and with her being in the class in Washington, D.C., it's the Broadcast Leadership Training class, which is the class I graduated from. So we knew that she would be wonderful, and to have her husband that's also involved in it. We like that because we work together, and not every couple can work together. So I knew they could do it, and they are from the community. They are part of that community. They know the radio business. They know how to take care of their clients. It was just a perfect fit. So like I said, there was no particular timing. It was just when it was right for everybody, and they were the perfect owners from the beginning. You're very community-focused. And you take care of your clients, you're taking care of the listeners, and that's what we've always been so proud of. And so radio is continuing to grow in listenership across the board nationally, and KHBT will do nothing but excel in the coming years.
Radio and a town are partners. So the town relies on the radio, and the radio relies on the town. That's what makes great community radio, and Humboldt does that.
Every person employed at KHBT interacts daily with the people of Humboldt to help solidify its status as a true community radio station. Perhaps no one communicates with the residents of Humboldt and surrounding areas more often than the business manager, not only responsible for managing accounts, but also acts as a receptionist, and typically, it's the first person you see when you walk inside the building.
I'm Kathleen Courtney. I went by KC when I was here out at the radio station. I started many years ago, started as a part-time receptionist, actually, and then went to a full-time business manager and traffic manager, probably around 2012, I'm going to guess that. I remember the hiring process because Kathy knew me and said, hey, would you like to come and work for me? And I said, sure. That was the hiring process for the part-time.
That was it.
And back then, Bob Ketchum, the general manager out of Algona, was actually managing both stations. Kathy was the sales manager. But she was my boss, mm-hmm. basically, since I've started way back when. I can't even remember what year it was, to be honest.
So when you started, you were Kathy, but then you had to change your name.
There was a lot of Kathys back then, and as I found out later, people would call in and they ask for Kathy, and then you have to go through the whole, which Kathy,
right.
Who are you looking for, and they don't realize there's two. So originally she tried to change my name to Courtney, and I was not having it.
No.
Because that's my last name, and it would just be too weird, and we settled on KC.
It's weird for me because I know that you prefer, obviously, your name, your actual name, Kathy. But I would feel so weird calling you that.
I'd go by either.
And I feel like it would be weird for you to hear it from me.
Yeah, it would be. I'd be like, who are you talking to?
So when we're talking about the people of Humboldt, what are some things you noticed about them that kind of screams Humboldt at you?
That generally when they would call and explain what they were calling about and their name, I would know them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, oh, hey, this is Kathy Courtney, because I answer the phone as KC. And again, we go back to that. They don't know what they're talking. Oh, hi, Kathy. How you doing? Having that conversation. So, and talking to people on a regular basis. I would have regular people call in. It might not be a business owner. It might just be a listener out there, and you get very used to their voice, and it was a pleasure to deal with all of them.
Yeah. How long have you been living in Humboldt?
I grew up here, went to high school here, graduated here, moved away. You know, after college, I was gone. I was in Des Moines for many, many years. Came back. My parents were still living and needing a little assistance, and so I was the one to come back and come back into my old community.
Yeah. So, you know, growing up here and moving away, coming back, what are some things maybe about Humboldt specifically that you really like?
I like the sense of community. I like being able to go out wherever, whether it's the grocery store or gas station, wherever you go, and running into somebody you know,
mm-hmm.
a friendly face. I enjoy that. I enjoy not having total anonymity. Like in a big city when I was in Des Moines for all those years,
right.
It would be very rare that you would run into somebody you knew. I enjoy that. I enjoy getting out and seeing people and running into like an old high school friend when I'm in the grocery store, that kind of thing.
Have you just been running into people during your semi-retirement?
No. When I retired, my plan was to travel.
Right.
And COVID kind of wiped that out. My son and daughter-in-law live in Boston area. And they called and said, why don't you come out? Our numbers are going down. We'd feel comfortable with you out here, mm-hmm. but stay for a while. And so I spent a month out there. I just got back.
Well, good. I'm glad you've been able to see your family and travel a little bit. And I appreciate you coming in today and talking with me.
Absolutely. It's nice seeing you again.
Nice
soon.
KC left the radio station earlier this year. There wasn't a particular reason she decided to retire. It was just time. Same goes for Robert Christensen. In 1991, he decided to leave and pursue other interests.
We had an opportunity to sell our broadcast property, and I was at that age where if I was going to make a move, that would have been the time. State and national Republican politics played a big part in my life when we had the radio station. I was involved in all of the campaigns for President Ronald Reagan, Governor Bob Ray, Terry Branstad. I was fortunate to serve in all of their administrations through appointments, the last one as a real estate commissioner under Governor Branstad. One of the precious moments in the history of the radio station was when we played host to President Ronald Reagan. We had several, I'm guessing over 500 people.
Wow.
There for the open house for him. He was there for a good part of the day. And here again, I had served on his state committee every time he ran as a candidate, and through appointments, I was blessed to have been able to serve in his administration. Governor Bob Ray and Billy were frequent guests at the radio station. Governor Branstad, his wife Chris were, as well as Harry Reasoner.
So tell me about, after you left the radio station, kind of what your role is now, what you've been doing for the past 25, 30 years.
I have been in Des Moines since 91. That's 29 years. I live in Johnston, suburb of Des Moines. 17 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Carlton Peterson hired me here at Hamilton's, entrusted me with his family's in advance planning. I mentioned my daughter, and I have a son, Troy, in Cedar Rapids. He and Karen, they have three charming children, my grandchildren in Cedar Rapids, Ava Grace, Bella Rose, and Caden. Spend time with them. As far as the Christensens are concerned, my parents and me, Humboldt's a better community because of our contribution of the radio station to you and the staff. Continued success.
After Robert Christensen, KHBT was owned by Frank Hayer and Signature Solutions. In 2000, the station was purchased by Weight Media. In 2005, as the result of a merger, it was owned by New Radio Group LLC, or NRG. Carolyn and Doyle Becker of Riverfront Broadcasting took over in 2015, and of course, as of January 1st, 2020, KHBT is now locally owned and operated by Open Roads Media, Pat and Kathy Kohler. I think Kathy's probably, and not just because she's listening, one of my favorite bosses I've ever had. Would you agree with that sentiment?
Oh, absolutely. And I know that she knows that. And Kathy has done so much for me in my career. And I can't thank her enough. She's always been so straight up with me and has always looked out for the best interest of me. And you know, when I started really blossoming at KHBT, I think her and I had a conversation that, you know, she said, I know you're not going to be at Humboldt forever, but I'm going to do everything that I can to keep you here for as long as possible. And I'm also going to help you out when the time comes for you to move on. And she was always very truthful about that. More so than a boss, I looked up to Kathy as like a mother figure. Like you said, she was there to help me out when I had situations in my personal life or back home with some family. She was always very, very open, very, very honest. And when you have a leader like that who comes into work every day and has these expectations, and the same thing with Pat. You know, Pat jumped on with us kind of when I was getting ready to leave KHBT, but, you know, he always helped out at all the events we put on, whether it was the wine walk or remotes, and he was always there. The both of them, you know, now as the owners and operators of KHBT, man, I couldn't be happier for them. I think that's a great thing that they did. I don't think I'm ever going to experience another general manager quite like Kathy.
Very considerate of everything and caring to make sure things were done right and in a timely manner. And if there was any personal things going on, then, you know, my granddaughter ended up just a couple days after I accepted the position, coming down with leukemia, and Kathy was very good on helping and time off and everything like that. So, you know, very, very passionate and caring person.
She became a really good friend, and I was really thrilled for her when finally, and she deserved it because she'd done all the work, finally became the general manager here, and then she and Pat were able to buy the station. It was a real pleasure for me to see both of them be so successful, and Kathy deserves that. She has worked hard in this industry for many, many years, and she's really, I consider her a very good friend of mine.
Hi, my name is Kathy Kohler. I'm the general manager of KHBT in Humboldt.
So tell me about your first day here, if you can remember it.
First day, November 2006 is when I started here. I remember walking in and not knowing what any client was doing on any given program. No files were on any client. Probably took me a good 2 months to kind of iron some of those things out.
Kathy Kohler eventually worked her way up to general manager at KHBT. While in that role, she was also married to someone at a competing radio station.
We were direct competitors, but we figured out a long time ago that if we can't talk about other things at home other than our jobs, we really shouldn't be together. So there's more to life than just your occupation and what you do. We share a lot of the same goals. So when this opportunity came to us last April, we started the process of buying this radio station. And, you know, being here for almost 15 years, it just made sense.
My name is Pat Kohler, the owner here at KHBT.
Kind of tell me about that transition, because you've been an owner for 7 months, a little over 7 months now.
Yep, about that.
What's that transition like, just being working in radio so long and now you actually own a radio station?
At times it's surreal. There are mornings I wake up and go, wow, this really happened. I learned at a very young age with my first radio group that if you take care of the community and you just have a vested interest in their success, not only the community, but the business community, the areas in which we serve and our coverage area, things should go well. Take care of the employees, mm-hmm. take care of your advertisers, and do what you believe is best for the company. And again, it still goes back to community any way you look at it, whether it's the community within the radio station or the communities we serve.
Humboldt is like no other community, and I have worked in many communities from starting out in Fort Dodge many years ago to the Des Moines market to Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, to Lincoln, Nebraska, and then eventually making my way back home.
Humboldt has been very welcoming for us. Kathy has been here managing the station for 15, 16 years now. So Humboldt, of course, working in Fort Dodge, Humboldt was not foreign to me. Humboldt for a period of time was kind of a bedroom community. I worked in Fort Dodge, and I didn't have that opportunity to really meet the community and know the community. It was just fun to get to know the business owners, to get to know our neighbors, and spend more time here and really recognizing what Humboldt offers each other. I like that Humboldt takes care of Humboldt and Humboldt County. For many, of course, people work in other cities, and that's great. That's just part of life. That's just where we live. So they've welcomed us with open arms, and we certainly appreciate that.
Humboldt has been very supportive of KHBT Radio and me. And we wouldn't be successful without this community. We're very, very fortunate to have a local radio station. So we're very happy to be here.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, walk your way. But till then, when I see lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop,
no, I can't stop.
KHBT 50 Years of Broadcasting was produced and hosted by Sam T. Jensen, using materials researched and compiled by Heather Jensen. Thank you to the following individuals for participating in this documentary in alphabetical order: Carolyn Becker, Doyle Becker, Nathan Bleckel, Robert Christensen, Emily Cromie, Kathy K.C. Courtney, Carrie George, Jim Hassett, Kathy Kohler, Pat Kohler, Donovan Mann, Eric McKay, Bruce Shapool, Alex Solzma, Greg Stobie, and Todd Studer. KHBT would also like to thank part-time staff members Nolan Jurgens and Ann Whitrock. And thank you to the entire community of Humboldt and the surrounding area for supporting KHBT and making it possible to celebrate 50 years of broadcasting. Thank you.